This morning we'd like to draw your attention to the latter portion of the chapter, beginning with verse 27, Matthew 11:27, where Jesus said, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, and neither knoweth any man the Father except the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Here this morning we see a wonderful invitation. Come unto me. This invitation is made by the Son of God. He has just declared that the Father has delivered all things unto him. And you really can't know the Father except by him. The invitation is made to all of those that labor and are heavy laden. Sooner or later, you will discover that you cannot live this life successfully apart from God. The burdens of life, the problems will begin to weigh you down to where you will not be able to handle those problems any longer. I sometimes wonder if God, when he designed us, did not intend in the design of the human body, the brain, that he did not intend that we live this fast-paced life that we are living today. I somehow wonder if we weren't designed to live more of a kickback kind of a life rather than this fast-paced life that our modern society has dictated to us. I think that all of us at times dream of living a simpler life, moving maybe to Oregon or Washington or Idaho. Getting a few acres, planting a garden, and just sort of living a slower pace. In fact, you know, life on the prairie doesn't sound too hard now. For me, mentally, it's always been the South Pacific. Some island to which I have mentally escaped. And, you know, you just spend your days walking on the beach, fishing when you get hungry, and just a simpler, slower pace of life. We think that our culture and our society has brought us such great advances, but I sometimes wonder. You know, we work hard 50 weeks out of the year looking forward to those 2 weeks vacation. And we are planning and saving up for those 2 weeks that we can go on vacation. And what do we want to do? We want to go up in the woods someplace, live in a tent. We want to put the tent by a stream. And a stream that's full of trout. And we'll just sort of lazy around, we'll fish, and then we'll cook our food over an open fire. Kids can just swim in the stream and chase lizards, and, you know, we're just going to have a glorious 2 weeks because we're going to have to come back to the job in 50 more weeks until we get the 2 weeks vacation again. But people who live in more primitive cultures, how do they live? In tents by some stream, fishing when they get hungry. Not under the pressures that we experience. And so I sometimes wonder, how much have we really gained over primitive men? A psychiatrist would not be able to make a living among the natives of Irian Jaya. They don't know what manic depressive is, nor job-related stress. As far as that goes, they don't even know what a car is. They don't know 8 to 5, or rent, or mortgages, or banks, or interest. And thus, they don't need psychiatrists. It's only us who are used to the 8 to 5 grind and who are then on the freeways and all that have to have someone to just sit down and just, you know, empty our brains out to them. In our present society, it is only a matter of time until a person is forced to reach out for someone who is stronger or who is wiser to help them to cope. And that is a very critical moment in a person's life, because the success or failure of life will be determined on to whom or to what do you reach when you get to that point when you realize you're beyond yourself. Now, unfortunately, many people reach for the bottle, or many people reach for pills. And rather than finding the answers and the solutions, they're only creating greater problems in the long run. You can only run so far. You can only try to escape so much. And ultimately, your problems catch up with you again. Here Jesus stands, and he declares what you need to find is the Father, who loves you, who wants to help you. And he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The invitation is really sort of twofold. He said, take my yoke upon you. Now, the yoke was that wooden harness that they put on the oxen so that they could pull the plow. And basically, Jesus is saying, I have a work for you to do. And I want to take the reins of your life. And I want to begin to direct you. Take my yoke upon you. I think it was Frank Sinatra that used to sing, I Did It My Way. I'm afraid we've all sung that song. We've sort of done it our way. But our way can often lead to a lot of misery and a lot of pain. In fact, the yoke and the burden can get so heavy that we wonder if we will be able to stand up under it, if we can bear it. Not only, though, was it to take his yoke upon us, but he said, learn of me. Now, without a doubt, Jesus of Nazareth has had a greater influence upon your life and upon Western culture than any other person in history. Whether you believe in him or not, he has affected your life living in our Western culture. We recently celebrated what we called the New Year. And we are now in the year 1994. 1994 what, pray tell? 1994 years since Jesus was born. Since he came into the world. You see, we divide history of man between the B.C., before Christ, and the A.D., the Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, 1994. And so every time you date a check, you date a letter, or you look at a calendar, you're reminded of a man who came into the world 1994 years ago that has brought tremendous changes to the way men lived and has affected the way we live in our Western culture. And yet, though this man has done more to influence our lives, so many people are I'm trying to say, and maybe I can't even say it. They're so totally ignorant. I was trying to say abysmally ignorant, but it just didn't come out. We're so totally ignorant of Jesus Christ. So many people have never, ever read even the four Gospels. The only thing they know about Jesus Christ is what some crackpot professor said, who had listened to another crackpot professor, who had never really studied the New Testament, and who really don't know. So men share their collected ignorance. And I have heard so many weird, ridiculous things declared concerning Jesus Christ by people who don't know him. Now, I know that they are weird because I do know him. And when you hear people talk about Jesus Christ, immediately say, well, they've never met him. They don't know him. If they knew him, they wouldn't be saying those ridiculous things concerning him. There's only one way you can really learn the truth of Jesus, and that's by reading for yourself the Gospels. And then following the references to those prophecies from the Old Testament that spoke about him. Get all of the facts. Jesus said, learn of me. He invites a scrutiny. He invites you to come and study about him. I will promise you that the more you learn of him, the more you will be convinced, as was Peter, that he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And the more you know him, the more you will love him, because you will learn of his great love for you. He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man will lay down his life for his friends. Now look at the claims that Jesus made here in our text in regards to the invitation and regards to himself. He said that the Father has delivered all things unto him, and that no man really knows the Father but the Son. Man's religion has done more to hide the truth of God than to reveal the truth of God to man. This has always been so. Man makes up his own concept of God. Man makes up his own rules and regulations and declares them to be God's rules and regulations. Man tells you what God is pleased with and what God is angry with, and in so doing, seek to bring you under their power. And ultimately, when you follow the religions of man, you begin to get a concept of God as one who is mean, one who is vindictive, one who is cruel, one who is hard, one who is condemning. But Jesus said, no man really knows the Father but the Son. And he said that the Father was loving. The Father was forgiving. The Father was kind. He was compassionate. He was understanding. He was gracious. He was merciful. And Jesus declared of himself that I am meek and lowly in heart. The great men of the earth soon become totally unapproachable. They are surrounded by their public relation experts who are continually seeking to hide from the public the truth about them. They're seeking to persuade you that they are really honest, good, ideal, normal people, the kind of person that you'd love to have for a neighbor. But in reality, the world leaders are so often so proud and so arrogant, and just the opposite of what Jesus said he was. He said, I am meek and I am lowly of heart. And then Jesus claimed that his yoke was easy and that his burden was light. Now, every man bears a burden. And this burden that man bears often is very heavy. Jesus speaks about being heavy laden. What is the burden that every man bears? It is that burden of trying to please himself. Trying to find satisfaction and meaning in life. And he does so many things in trying to find satisfaction and peace. We watch him as he pursues after wealth, or as he pursues after pleasure or possessions, which become the yoke upon his life. And it can become a very heavy burden. Jesus said, my burden is light. What was the burden of Jesus? He said, I didn't come to do my own will. I came to do the will of the Father that sent me. The very first recorded words of Jesus were these. Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And then later he said, I do only those things that please the Father. That was his burden. He didn't live to please himself. He lived to please the Father. And what he said is, my burden is light. Basically, he is saying, it is easier to please God than it is to please yourself. Find the man who has total satisfaction, who is at total peace with himself. And you will find that that man is the man who has committed his life and his ways to Jesus Christ. You won't find that satisfaction, contentment, and peace when you're trying to please yourself. Of course, that's the goal of the Buddhists, is to find that nirvana, that peace. And Buddha said it's your desire for material things. When you can come to an absence of desire, then you'll enter nirvana. Well, tell me, how do you do that? Well, Buddha couldn't tell you. So don't ask me. Pleasing yourself is a heavy, heavy burden. I often hear people speak of the heavy burden that the Lord has put on them. They'll say, oh, the Lord's put such a heavy burden on me. I don't know if I can handle this, you know. Pray for me, this heavy, heavy burden God's put on me. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Jesus said, my burden is light. And if you are struggling and straining under some heavy burden, I would suggest to you that you look at it very carefully and find out who really put that burden on you. Did you take it on yourself, or did you allow people to put it on you? Surely the Lord didn't put it on you, because his burden is light. So the invitation, the claims of the one who made the invitation, and now the promise. For he said, and you shall find rest for your souls. When? When you take his burden. What is his burden? Pleasing the Father. When you start living your life to please God, when you take God into account and you begin to live your life to please God, you will find rest for your soul, or peace of mind. We're all familiar with the mental torture that our minds can bring to us. How that when we're going through a time of stress, you wake up in the evening, during the night, and in your mind, you're going over events, you're going over situations, you're trying to prepare yourself for what you know is coming, and that mental torment that we go through. But Jesus promises that the very first thing that you'll experience when you come to him and you take his yoke upon you and you learn of him, the first thing you're going to experience is just a great peace in your mind. The heavy burden is gone. I'm free. I'm no longer fighting against God. I'm no longer trying to do things my way. I've surrendered unto him. The war is over. I have peace with God, and hence a beautiful peace with myself. The first night after a person has received Jesus Christ is always such a beautiful evening, as you lie there on the pillow, the burden is gone, the load is lifted. You can actually talk to God now. The war is over. You're not running anymore. And you feel such a deep peace, you hate to go to sleep, for fear that it may not be there in the morning when you wake up. And you shall find rest, Jesus said, for your soul. And when those things that have tortured you mentally begin to arise, you will hear him say, I know, I care, and I will take care of these things for you. Just trust in me, and I'll watch over you. And I will take care of that situation that is troubling you so much. Come unto me, Jesus said. all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. No wonder this passage of Scripture is one of the most familiar passages in the whole Bible. No wonder it has brought such comfort and such hope. And you can know the hope and the comfort this day by coming to Jesus, taking His yoke on you, and learning of Him. Let Him take the reins. Let Him begin to guide your life. Let Him take over and learn about His love and His plan for you. It's a whole new life, a life of peace and rest. Shall we pray? Father, how we thank You for the invitation that has been given to us to come, to submit, and to learn. We thank You for that promise, Lord, that if we will, that we shall find rest for our souls. Lord, so many troubled in soul over the things of this life, over the pressures of living in this modern society. But we thank You, Lord, that even living in this fast-paced world, we can still have rest in our souls by committing our ways to You. And living, Lord, not to please ourselves, but living to please You. Help us, Lord. That one that is weary, that one who is heavy laden, may they this day, Lord, come to You, that You might remove that heavy burden and give them Your burden, which is light, which You will help them to bear. In Jesus' name we ask it, Father. Amen. Shall we stand? The load getting heavy? Looking for peace? Looking for someone to come along and bear that burden for you? Jesus is offering His assistance. Come unto Me. There's actually three steps. One, and the first is coming to Him. Second is submitting, taking His yoke. The third is learning of Him. The first one you can do right now. You can check that one off. You can come to Jesus Christ right now. He's inviting you to. And we would encourage you to go back to the prayer room. And in so doing, it is a signifying, Lord, I'm coming to You for Your help. And while you're there, you can take the second step. You can turn your life and the situations over to Him. You can let Him take the reins and begin to guide and direct your life from this point. You can surrender to be directed by Him. The third step, learning of Him, is something that you can begin, but it's a process. It's a process that's going to take forever. Throughout the ages to come, He shall be revealing unto us what is the exceeding richness of His love and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. I mean, that's going to take forever. God loves you so much and all that. It'll take forever to learn that. But you can start, and you should start learning now. Begin the process of learning of him. Go home and read. You're behind 11 chapters, but go home and read the first 11 chapters of Matthew. And then come tonight and study the Word of God with us as we're studying the life of Jesus, as we're learning about him. The result? Ye shall find rest for your soul, peace of mind. The burden will be lifted. He'll bear it for you. How can you miss with such an invitation? Only by rejecting it. May the Lord watch over you. May the Lord keep you in his love. May he guide you according to his purpose and plan. In Jesus' name.